This is Andrew Maskery, coordinator of the Global Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction, and ISDR, speaking on DARA's recently launched Risk Reduction Index. Mr. Maskery, what has been the involvement of ISDR in DARA's Risk Reduction Index?
I think twofold. Institutionally, we had discussions with DARA, which go back now probably about 3 years, in which DARA discussed with us their idea of doing this index. And naturally, we were supportive of this because there is still a gap of information in terms of what countries are doing to address their risks. So institutionally, we manifested our support to DARA to do this project. I think we wrote a letter offer, endorsing the initiative, and I think we had an MOU with DARA. And then subsequently, once the project actually started, we've been part of the advisory board or technical advisory board of a project, feeding into the design of a project in terms of how the indicators were structured, how the project in general was structured, and naturally we're very pleased with the outcome.
What is the importance of DARA's index, and how do you think it can serve as a tool to help disaster risk reduction?
Well, I think the index, as you know, has two components, a national level and a sub-national level component. I think the importance of the national level component is it really does focus in on these underlying drivers of disaster risk, like environmental degradation, poverty, badly managed urbanization, weak governance, and so on and so forth. So it's an index that really puts its finger on how countries quite objectively are doing in terms of managing these processes which construct risk over time. So I think that's provides a sort of an added value to other information there is on risk levels or on how countries are doing. And the importance of the sub-national index, again, is to really highlight that you cannot look at risk just in terms of at the national level. Countries aren't homogeneous spaces. There's municipalities and regions with more and less capacity. And also the fact that, different stakeholders, civil society, local government, central government, also have very different perspectives on what is wrong, what is right, and what really needs fixing. So I think all those are reasons why these indexes are useful and important.
ISDR will use DARA's index for its Global Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction. Could you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, the Global Assessment Report is a report we produce every 2 years. The last one was launched by Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, in 2009 in Bahrain. And the second one is coming out in May this year. It will actually again be launched by Ban Ki-moon, this time in Geneva. So it's a global report which focuses on, risk. What's the level of risk in the world? Where it is? Is it going up or down? It focuses on what countries are doing about it. We do a major exercise with governments. We ask them to sort of self-evaluate their progress. This time round, I think we have around 130 national governments participating very actively in the report process. And obviously it's an opportunity to then identify check gaps and challenges and point to some, policy areas where we think you could really get some, the world could really get some traction in terms of addressing risk. So that's what the report is. And, within the report, because of what I've mentioned in terms of the DARA index, we've woven that into the report as another sort of analytical thread, because it does help to, again, understand why some countries are doing very well and others are, have enormous difficulties in addressing their risks. So it's not just something we've put in a box in the report buried somewhere. It's actually flows through a number of the chapters and is mentioned, I think, quite a few times in the report. So it's something which we we'll come out in our report this year, and I've no doubt we'll be interested in, you know, having it in future reports as well.
Thank you, Mr. Maskri. For more information, please visit www.darint.org.